Sitting at my desk, all the whispers of my life are telling me it's time. It's time for us to rise up and surrender from every comfort and lean into every desire. We cannot be willing participants to the merry-go-round and limbo that we have chosen for ourselves. It's time to go. Owning your power is about surrendering to the whispers of your life, the whispers of your anointing, your call, your purpose. Surrendering is like going home to yourself. It is the tightest hug, the softest kisses, a pillow to rest your head from the storm. It is getting out in the thick of the storm and making a mess of yourself. You cannot save yourself. Only God can. Fully submitting over to your natural inclination inside yourself, you are ready to go home. You are ready to see what God sees, feel what God feels, move how God moves. You possess all of the power, and yet you are afraid. You fear what it means to completely and utterly yield. You hear it and you think you have made a mistake. You have not. You are hearing the call. You have felt the call. Brush up against you. Buried inside yourself. Planted in the mouths of your circle. You know you have the call. Because it's been telling you to get everything in order. Make plans and preparations. Visions coming to you like never before. Pack up. Organize, get rid of some shit, because most of it cannot go. You must start over again. You are creating the version of your new lifetime. You are expanding. For some of us, this means a literal move, a job change, a clearing, a new path made way, a housing upgrade, a shift in our health. Don't you go against your instincts right now. Don't you ignore it, because you will miss it in your disobedience. Surrender all of your ways, your shadows, your past, everything, all of it is enough. You have everything you need because your power has always existed inside of yourself. It was your external circumstances that told you to go searching for something else. And it would never be enough because it isn't. You won't ever get full off of anything outside of who you are. It is inauthentic to your mankind, to your makeup, to your origin. It does not belong to you. I know we have been taught to naturally go against our inclinations and to believe it won't work, but this is no time to go against your instincts and follow rules, policy, and structures. You were never meant to conform. There is no playbook for your life, dreams, or desire. You just got to go out there and go for it. Do it now. There is something bigger for all of us here than what we are currently settling for. And now is the time to make the biggest leaps of faith that your mind cannot fathom. Your soul knows. Your external circumstances are limited by the environment you have placed yourself into. You have the ability to change your circumstances and not surrender to it. You don't agree with that shit anyway. Huge shifts are happening at super speed because of what God has designed to plant at this time to rebirth and unearth. There is some shit that you're going to have to let go of right now that I know you really want to hold on to, but it's holding you hostage to the bigger possibilities of God. Death to it. Death to the old thing. Those natural urges and inclinations you have, lean into it and focus on its sound, its taste, its feeling. It is home for you. More energy, more time, more expansion, more innovation, more creativity. God wants you to submit over to the complete and utter whispers of your life. The call is to surrender. The power is in surrendering.